This is the news according to me.
Oh, hey, we got Rabbi Rick on the show today again.
Woo-hoo!
You have to listen to me drone on all day. Last two shows have been pretty dry, pretty boring.
Is that because you're sad?
I'm sad. I'm a sad man. I'm a sad individual in more ways than one.
We're all going to be sad here in a couple
of
days.
Yeah, yeah. It's getting,
well, we're sad already.
My sad meter's almost pegged. I can't imagine.
We're all going to have to go have a party with Nancy and just drink.
Yeah, she's going to have her own little inauguration, I think.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know what she says.
Good morning, Sunday morning.
Yeah.
She needs a little more. She needs another drink.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. I'm drinking hot chocolate, and it's the extra dark.
I know,
because it's the only thing.
I just have water.
Oh, great. Rabbi Rick's going to be boiling potatoes here in a minute.
That's right.
So, nothing really going on in the world today. So, we're just going to...
The calm before the storm.
It's the calm before the storm.
Yeah. It's all going to break loose.
We were talking before the show. And we pretty much got it all worked out.
Yeah, so, that's right. Leave it up to us.
Yeah.
We'll take care of
that's
it.
Right.
Where's my flamethrower?
So, here's an interesting thought. You know, I made a joke. I saw there was this video. I think it was the AP or something I was watching. I was looking at this thing, news thing, came across YouTube. And so I was looking at this thing, and it was talking about
There's still things on YouTube?
There's a few things on there.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. Nothing left, or nothing right of...
Center?
The left. Yeah, I don't know. Right. I was going to say the center. I was like, it's not even the center.
Well, as long
anymore.
As
it has, it's just
as long as it's it has communist intent.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Most
content.
Content.
Or, yeah,
communist content.
Then we're okay.
They're calling it the CC YouTube now.
Yeah.
They had this interesting video of this checkpoint, you know, where the military is, because there's 21,000 troops there, by the way.
Right. 21? 25.
25 now.
25. I saw 25 this morning.
Well, because I know they asked for more. And of course, Nancy then went and asked for Marines.
Well,
did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Nancy asked for some Marines to come in. She went to whoever the top head Marine guy is. She went directly to him and said, "Can we get?"
Well, she's in charge now.
Of course she is.
She talks to the Joint Chiefs.
Yeah, she's running around.
She's got the nuclear football.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yep. Right. She's got it all under control.
Tacked onto her purse.
She's no worry. She's in good. She's
just
in good shape.
Just don't ask her to pick it up off the floor.
She
can't
walked
do
in.
That.
Yeah, no. Yeah, she can't. Well, she can get down there. She just can't get back up. And maybe that's what she was contacting the Marines about. Can you guys bring a crane over here? Get me back up off the floor. I got this big scarf around my neck and I can't get up. Well, and then she went to the Marines.
Yeah, so
she said,
"Good morning."
No, she asked him if they could provide. I think it was like I thought it was like 400 or 900 troops or something to help with.
Why would she even have a number in her head?
Yeah.
Why, I mean,
and what?
She
why?
Has no clue what's going on.
What's this about?
Yeah,
it's.
Well, anyway, finish.
It's
what,
like a
what,
war
I'm
zone.
Curious what
That's
he said.
More than we had in Iraq.
I know.
So it's a war.
Well, it's
zone
all
there.
Those white supremacists.
That's what it is.
After they almost, well, not almost, they did, didn't they? Didn't they burn the whole Capitol down on the 6th?
All I keep hearing is that it was a deadly attack.
Yeah,
it was a deadly attack.
Riot.
Yes, it was a riot.
It wasn't a protest. It was a riot.
It was a deadly insurgency by a
white supremacist.
White supremacists and. What else do they call them? Terrorists. They were domestic terrorists.
And
yes.
And now people are saying we need to be deprogrammed.
Yeah. And have you ever seen the video of the guys actually walking around in there and that one Capitol police officer standing in there? And he's like talking to them going, "Any chance I can get you guys to leave?" And they're like, "No, we're going to hang out here for a while."
Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty violent.
We got to take some more selfies.
Yeah, we're going to. I want to shine up my horns a little bit for this photo op that I got coming up with the. So what was I talking about?
The Marine Commandant.
Oh, the Marine Commandant. Yeah, so and the Marine guy came back. I think I got the his actual response.
This should be good.
See if I can find it here real quick.
You can't handle the truth!
Where'd it go? Messenger. There it is. Let's see. Messenger. There it is. Okay. Yeah, there we go. So he goes, she goes in there. All he said was, "We don't work for you."
Yes.
I guess.
Finally, some semblance of rationality there.
Exactly. And I guess she went on and on about this. She like had this whole tirade about why they needed to do it. And she had this whole presentation thing. And then all he said to her was, "We don't work for you." And he didn't even tell her to get out. He just ignored her from that point on.
Well, it's his prerogative.
It is. So
good for him.
And he said something about, you know, as far as I know, you know, President Trump is still the commander in chief and we only take orders from him. Mm. Which is, I was surprised. But yeah, there you go. So,
well, good.
At least somebody's, you know, got some sanity.
So and, now back to the other point about all that is, A, where does she even, there's no way on earth that somebody's telling her you need to ask for this many troops, or because there's no way on earth she's going to come up with that.
No. How do you know how many?
And why does she even think they need more? I mean, 21, 25 isn't enough.
Yeah, exactly.
And have you seen the fences around Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Since all of a sudden, when did walls start working?
Well, I'm thinking it's a cage to keep the criminals in there.
That's what we're hoping.
And you know, I made that joke on YouTube. I was talking about, I was like, I wrote that down because I saw this one checkpoint and I was looking at the barbed wire that was at
it's
there.
It's on the inside.
It's on the inside.
I know.
Now they got most of it's like coil barbed wire at the top. I've seen some of that too. And some of it doesn't have barbed wire at all, but because it depends on where it's at in the in the fencing
and
area.
It's like serious barbed wire.
It's like a non-scalable fence, they call it. Yeah. Which I'm not sure there's ever been one. It looks to me like you could just take a car and just drive right through there.
Well,
but
yeah,
I mean, some parts of it. But you got to get your car there. Well, I guess to get checkpoints, you can't get a car through certain areas and stuff. I'm not telling anybody to do that. I'm not condoning that activity. I'm not saying it should happen.
You'll get an RPG to the car before to the fence.
It could be serious. But here's what here's an interesting little thing just put out by the Epoch Times. However you want to pronounce it. 2,000 National Guard troops in D.C. sworn in as special deputy U.S. Marshals.
Ah.
Why would you need special deputy U.S. Marshals?
You know what else? That the Rush was talking about this today, and Biden's transition team, I don't know who they're talking to. They're talking to somebody, but they're worried. Okay, because this is the rationality here. So because 90% of the National Guard are white men, and because only 20% of white men voted for Joe Biden, the rest are white supremacists.
Well, here's...
And they're worried that they're going to do something bad to Uncle Joe.
That the National Guard?
Yeah. Like, well, they'll all turn around and take a shot at him.
I've heard that they're...
So they're saying...
They're trying to vet those guys.
Well,
they're not only trying to vet them,
they asked to take their weapons. I'm like, well, what's the point? What are they going to do then? Seriously, stand around the fence?
I guess throw spitballs at him like...
I mean, there's... Where do these people come from? Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, they have no clue.
No. And then they would blame them if something happened.
Yeah.
You know, that they didn't stop. They didn't stand in the way of a bullet hitting
somebody.
Let's
go back to what you just said, though, because I hadn't heard that.
No, it just came out.
So 2,000?
2,000 of them are sworn in as U.S. deputy. Why?
Yeah, there's something.
That's weird to me.
Everything's weird about this.
Yeah.
Because, A, there's no threat.
No.
And the FBI, the report that they released two or three days ago, their assessment of all the capitals around the United States and D.C. is that there's no credible threat.
Right.
And yet...
Here we are. Yeah, they're talking about... Now, all the capitals is kind of a weird thing. State capitals is kind of a weird thing, too.
Yeah, you really only need three or four. Atlanta.
Yeah, there's only... I would think...
Detroit. Like, I guess that's not a capital, but Lansing.
No, yeah. But yeah, I think that it's...
All the ones that... where the Joe really did well.
Yeah.
In the election.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did see a video in Michigan of... There's about half a dozen guys standing out there with their AR-16s. AR-14s is what Joe calls them. AR-16.
Corn poppers are bad news.
He's got all kinds of numbers. AR-24s. But there was like six guys out there, and they, you know, they looked kind of, you know, everybody was making fun of them. But the point is, they have the right to be there.
Yeah.
And of course, they got all these fences up and everything, and the military's there. But here's what's weird about that. They're carrying back the blue flags.
Good for them.
And yet the left wants to compare them to people on the left who burned down and want to get rid of the cops.
Right.
Like, oh, they were making all kinds
of sudden, walls and cops are essential.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Only when they need them. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
And for what?
Well, and I just, you know, if... Okay, look, when I put my conspiracy hat on for a moment.
Well, yeah, there's two sides of this.
What other time is there gonna are they gonna be able to have that many troops surrounding the Capitol, and all these treacherous criminals that are in office?
Well,
with U.S. Marshals, 2,000 U.S. Marshals. And they were all concerned about, like, there's people on the left anyway that are concerned about some of these troops that might not be loyal.
Well, they're white supremacists.
They're all white supremacists. Yeah. And
they're all gonna,
the Joint Chiefs did put out a statement that I've never heard them do before. We talked about this last week.
Right.
To remember to serve your oath to the Constitution. Well, if you want to serve your oath to the Constitution, that means you're obedient to your commander in chief.
Right.
So what's up here?
I don't know. So the flip side, if you don't talk conspiracy theory and you come at it from where, like, Rush was coming at it today, it's all a show to just try to further the narrative that Trump supporters are just, you know, we all need to be reprogrammed.
So dangerous, and it was such a dangerous attack, and we really have to beef up security.
So my question is, who ordered, because he was kind of implying that this is all because of the Democrats, you know, they're the ones that are calling, but it doesn't seem like
they had to get approval from, they had to get approval from Trump.
Right.
He had to sign off on it.
So I haven't heard anything that they're requesting it.
They did request it. It was the DC mayor that was involved as well. She requested National Guard troops. I know that she requested that. But that just plays. I mean, I think that this plays into the hand of if they did have something planned.
If you go to the conspiracy,
On the other side of it is.
But why are we calling it a conspiracy theory if they're going to root out all the people that have committed treason?
Well,
seriously.
It's a good conspiracy. It's not a nefarious conspiracy. When you conspire to do something good, it's still just as, you know.
Okay, I'll buy that.
So, by definition, conspiracy, what a conspiracy, two or more people get, you know, making a decision to do something secretly. So, this could all be part of that. But it kind of comes back to, if it's not part of a plan, then, like you said, it's all about the optics. It's all about how this looks to make it look like we really had to crack down to keep these groups. And I wouldn't doubt that they're probably paying somebody to come in and try to attack something. Well, they even had to cancel the inauguration practice today because of some propane tank that blew up in a poor section of town somewhere, and they locked everybody in.
Yeah, so, I didn't think about that. Because they hired all the BLM and the Black
and they weren't the only one. I mean, there were some people there that were genuinely.
But I mean, over the summer, most of those. People
paid instigators.
Yeah, because they had trucks.
Bricks and all that stuff that were showing up magically.
Off bricks and tools and
signs and
riot
and
gear and So
I saw a really good. It's probably taken off.
That's all financed by somebody.
Yeah,
George Soros probably
a very well organized. I think this was in. It was one at one of the protests. It may have been Seattle. I'm not sure where it was. They had this group that was in with the protesters going down the street. And all of a sudden, this one group kind of breaks off. Mm. They all kind of filter out through the crowd. They go down into kind of like this hiding area. They all change clothes. They're all putting on black stuff and backpacks. There's all these little signs that they have. And the way the signs are made, you take off the top part of it, and it's nothing but a spear.
Oh.
It's like a pokey stick. And they then went up towards the front because they were able to. It was the way they had it set up where the march was going, went around this kind of a bend thing. Mm. They went down in there and then they came out on the other side. They were up front, and they were the first ones to meet the cops. And here they had all these like sticks that like they were basically spears. Wow. And so they were the ones pushing at the trying to punch through the line.
Wow.
And of course they had all these people behind them backing them up. Well, you see a mass of people coming at you, and you're just one guy standing there. You're not going to get in their way.
No.
So it's a,
unless you get a flamethrower.
Yeah. Well, that would work. And so how do you?
That'd be bad.
How do you? Did they just all spontaneously do that? And they were using bicycles too. They're also using bicycles to kind of weed their way through and kind of funnel their way. So
kind of like Benghazi was spontaneous.
Yeah, just a spontaneous, because they saw a video. I'm so mad, I'm going to get my grenade launcher out and start firing it. Just happened to have that with me.
There's still people
while I was
that
sitting here watching YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, people still believe that. And of course, that gets back to the whole thing of they had all these hearings and nothing happened.
What difference does it matter
anyway?
Point,
yeah, what difference does it make? So I think maybe I've got that here somewhere.
I'm sure you do.
What difference at this point does it make?
Oh, I don't know. But so
maybe you going to prison?
Yeah, that would be good. If that could happen. But only.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Yeah, we know he was. Yeah. So. But they had, you know, they had all these hearings. Well, Lindsey Graham, did I talk to you about this? Maria Bartiromo? I talked about this a little bit this morning.
No.
Maria Bartiromo.
Bartiromo?
Bartiromo.
Bartiromo.
Bartiromo. What kind of a name is that? She needs to change her name. So she was interviewing Lindsey Graham over the weekend.
Oh.
She's still on Fox Business, and she's like a pit bull.
Our favorite person.
Yeah.
Well, I love one to of pick the many.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got more to talk about him in a second. Yeah, go ahead.
He was, you know, he always likes to squirm in his chair. Well, I'm gonna. So he gets all fired up. Everybody, oh, look at Lindsey. He's all fired up.
Yeah.
He knows that gives him some points, you know, too. But
right.
So this is what he does. He gets on. It's a hot call coming in. So he gets, she asks him the question. She goes, you know, you had promised after this was about 2 years ago, a little less than 2 years ago, I guess. He, after they went through this whole hearing thing about the Crossfire Hurricane thing and all the stuff that was going on with the Mueller report. This is right after the Mueller report kind of got done.
Yeah.
Nothing was done. And they
shocker.
Shocker. They found he's acting like he's just finding out about all this information. He's all mad.
Right.
He's squirming around in his chair and going,
what? I didn't know about that.
I'm not going to stop until we get to the end of the bottom. We're going to get to the bottom of this. So then he does all these hearings and he does all this stuff. Of course, he brings everybody in and he asks them questions and they always say, oh, I don't remember. I don't have that information for me. I can get that information if you want it. Or I'll have to give that to you in closed session because I can't give it to you here.
Were they reading from the same script?
It's an ongoing investigation. I can't say anything about it here. So is that they always get all that stuff.
Facebook and Twitter.
Same thing. So she confronts him about this. Well, why haven't you gone after? Why hasn't anything?
Good for her.
And she's like, people are mad at you because of this. And he goes, well, I'm not a prosecutor. I can't. Like, you know, he starts backtracking, doing all this stuff. It's like, oh, so you're admitting that that's all just a show. It's just a dog and pony show.
Right.
You guys are doing. Right. It means absolutely nothing. You're just doing it for the cameras.
That's what Republicans do.
Yep.
To get along.
Yep.
Just act mad.
We'll act mad, and then we'll go have a drink afterwards.
Yeah.
With Nancy, because she's...
As long as we get reelected.
That's right.
Term limits.
Yeah. Term limits. And no more money when you get out of office.
That's right. That's right.
And you can only be there for one term, or maybe two. I don't know. Maybe one. Two.
And you have to live by the laws that you pass.
And that would be good.
Yeah.
That'd be good. They'd all be in jail.
Same health care.
Same health care as everybody else.
Yeah. No, what I was going to tell you, so kind of to build on good old Lindsey, what he's been up to here lately. So he's got a great idea on how to heal the divide in the Senate.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I saw today he
caved into everything
out.
Left
he,
once.
Yeah, exactly. Well, besides that, he kind of reached out to the new illegitimate Senate leader, Chuckie Schumer. And I just want
to get
start
some audio
saying
clips
that.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Why are you scoffing me?
Yeah. But yeah, so his great idea was he's urging Chuck to drop the impeachment charge against Trump.
Oh, good.
Like, they're going to do that. What a great idea, Lindsey. What do you think the chances of that are happening?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, so what's so ridiculous about all that is there was no evidence, or I mean, there was, Trump didn't do anything wrong. There was no evidence. And after it all happened, the FBI comes out, like we said the other day, they came out with a report saying that this was all planned weeks in advance.
Yeah, they already knew about it.
But of course, they had already impeached him. So now that it goes to the Senate, so what do you suppose the Senate's going to do? I mean,
they're supposed to have a trial.
Well, they're supposed to have a trial. They didn't produce any witnesses, any evidence.
A hearing.
It wasn't even a hearing.
It was just, we got the votes. Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's do it now because it has to be done because this president's dangerous.
Yeah, because that's taking your job seriously.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Anyway, so good old Lindsey had this great idea, and I'm sure Chuck's going to really think about that really hard.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 2 seconds.
He'll probably even pray about it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, him and Nancy will get together and have a little prayer meeting over a martini.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, somebody else might join him. Eric Swalwell. He might be there because...
Well, he's on the intelligence committee.
He needs to be there because he's on the intelligence committee. Because that's pretty intelligent, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that's... He just lost a lot of IQ right there.
I think about half of it. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, the only reason they're doing it, and the only reason they're holding off right now is so that everything calms down, quote unquote, and then they'll probably do it, you know, Friday night at 11 o'clock or something.
Everything they do is in the middle of the night now.
And the only reason they're doing it is just Trump can't run again. Yeah.
Because they're scared of that.
Yeah, why?
And why?
If he's so bad for America and Uncle Joe just got 90 million votes, you know, what are they so worried about?
Well, you stop and think about that. If we're going to... Build back better. Everything's going to be so much better now under this administration. Yeah. They've got a plan. And they're going to make it better, and everything. Life's going to be better for everybody.
You mean when they get us out of the oil business?
Yeah, when they get us out of the oil business, and we have fuel shortages, and now we're beholden again to the Middle East, and now we're involved in all the wars again.
Well, it's because we pollute so much,
and because we're such bad polluters, and we're part of the peace.
Wait
agreement.
A second. Oh, that's right. He gets money from China, so he can't go after China about all the pollution that they do.
True. Yeah. So they'll probably stop attacking us with viruses.
Yeah.
They'll probably all of a sudden, hey, look, we got a cure.
But we're all going to feel better about ourselves.
Warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. We're back in the Paris Climate Accords.
Yeah.
And
the Earth is going to give us a big hug.
And we're going to stop. We're going to kill thousands more. That's another thing I heard today. I'll come back to that.
Okay.
But we're going to kill thousands more jobs with getting rid of the oil industry in the United States, and
Well, all we need to do is get people on a universal income.
That's true.
That's what we need to do, which is what they're talking about now.
We'll just keep printing money until we run out.
Just give everybody $1,000 a week.
So the latest stat that I heard is that 60% of businesses that have closed down because of the pandemic, quote unquote, is now permanent.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
That's amazing.
And you know what? But there's help on the way because Cuomo and Whitler have both now said, Cuomo came out now and said, we need to start opening up again because there won't be anything left to open up. If we don't open up now, it's going to be destroyed. So it's like, okay, so.
What a light bulb moment
all
there.
All of a sudden.
And you should have thought of that about 9 months ago.
Yeah, and what exactly has changed? Oh, the magic mask mandate? Because we're going to have masks on for 100 days now?
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing Uncle Joe's going to do.
Because
they've worked.
Oh, yeah.
What are we going to do after 100? Here's an idea. Here's a question. What's the media going to ask Uncle Joe if he's still in office after 100 days?
Yeah, he won't be, but yeah.
How are they going to, because I'm just curious. All these new strains keep coming out, we've got two more or something. If it's still as bad as it was, yesterday, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do then?
Oh, we need another 100 days?
Yeah.
Or two masks.
We got two masks on now for 200 days and put a bag over your head. Tie it on tight. How about we just have the Democrats do that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That will solve a lot of problems. Yeah. So we got that going for us. And then, Whitler now is saying also that by February 1st, she wants to have basically the economy opened up back again and restaurants will be able to have sit-down dining again and stuff.
Yeah.
However, like you said, most of those restaurants now have already said they can't go on. Yeah. Not even another week. They're done.
Right.
And even the stimulus check that's coming out. Now, they've also, that's another story. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
What's this going to, well, we have to pass the bill before we can see what's in it. Another $1.9 trillion.
Yeah.
They're going to do like the first week.
So here's a funny. So what did Trump say?
Make me laugh.
Yeah.
See if you can make me laugh.
This is ironically funny.
How dare you?
So what did Trump say? How much a stimulus check did he want?
$2,000. Yeah. They couldn't do that because they were giving too much money to other people.
First of all, but we can't pass $2,000. Oh, can't do that. I don't know why, but I'm just going to come out against it.
We're conservative. We can't pass that kind of money.
Well, Nancy, she took, like 8 months to pass that. So we're just going to leave it at $600, even though we got the support for two. But I don't know why I don't want to do that.
We're conservative.
I'm going to go back in my shell now.
Yeah, we're going to go shell. My turtle's going into retreat.
So they only go with $600. And now, what does Joe come out the other day? How much does he want checks to be?
$1,400, yeah.
Just let me see.
2000.
14 so let's do the math on that. Six.
14, what is that?
2,000?
It's close. It's close to that, yeah. Unless you use the metric or unless you use Common Core math, then it's a lot different.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, and how much of that $1.9 trillion? Well, that $1,400 only adds up for individuals. Only adds up to what is that? About $109 billion or something.
Yeah, well,
whatever
yeah.
it is. So, but then the rest of that $1 trillion.
Well, they got to bail out all these cities like Seattle and Portland.
Exactly. Yeah, that's all these riots.
Yeah,
that's the big because they were mismanaged for so long. Right. It had nothing to do with the pandemic, and now they're going to get this bailout and keep going.
They'll probably give a bunch of money to South Bend so they can make the streets like they used to be.
Yeah.
Because
put them back the way they should be.
Because Pete's the transportation secretary now.
And I have to tell you, every time I've been in South Bend lately, downtown proper,
it's packed.
Well,
traffic's bad.
No. I see someone pulling down their pants and pooping every time I go to town. I never used to see that before. And that's just happened in the last 6 years, that this has changed.
Ew.
I swear. Every time. It's the last five times I've been there, right down just not too far from the stadium thing.
Brother.
It's like, I mean, I feel bad for these people, but it's like at the same time, it's like, what is going on here?
I don't know.
It's just, the pants come down and I look over and there they are squatting on the sidewalk.
Pinching one off.
Yep. It's like, I don't understand.
Yeah, that's not right.
No, I don't think it is. At least my mama told me it wasn't.
No,
right.
Both my mom and my papa didn't tell me that.
So, yeah, my concern is that they're just going to bail out these places. The money's going to go. And you know where that money goes. It ends up back in the coffers of the campaign funds and the PAC groups.
The DNC.
All the little Soros groups.
Who, by the way, is going to be run by our favorite Gretchen Whitmer now.
Oh, let's bring that up. Yeah. There's a happy moment.
Michigan. Count your blessings.
You guys get to lose your coveted governor.
Get the pleasure of impeaching her. Not that you were going to anyway.
She found a way out.
Yeah.
Much like the mayor of South Bend. He took off to you. I'm running for president. Yeah, that's what I'm
gonna do. Joe tapped old Gretchen to be chair of the DNC.
DNC.
Because they needed a Hitler. Whitler.
They needed
a
psycho.
Boy, if you think things are going to be weird before, they're really going to be weird now.
Yeah. All the weird voting stuff that happened in the primary this last time that everybody's complaining about. You can imagine what's going to happen now.
I wonder what he's going to do with Stacey Abrams. She's still, I guess she's governor of Georgia, right?
She's still governor of Georgia.
She can't leave that post.
Yeah. She has a lot of responsibility. She has the office of the
I saw her walking
almost
around
governor
with Brian underneath her arm the other day. Had him in a headlock.
Wow. Ooh.
I know.
Just kill me now.
I know.
I would not
want
to be in that headlock.
I'm sorry. I won't do it again. That's right.
Wow.
I told you we needed 70.9 million ballots. Don't you double cross me next time.
Oh my God.
The only one here that knows how to run a fraudulent election. Do I got to do everything for you?
Oh,
Now look at me. I made me all mad. I gotta go in front of the cameras now.
I have to smile and be nice now all of a sudden. Go down and talk to my friend, Mrs. Whitler. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting interesting escapade there. Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I foresee...
Has Comey given up her Senate seat yet?
Just today. She just resigned today.
Really?
Yeah. She resigned today.
Wow. Wait until the last minute.
Yeah. That's kind of weird. Now, so they put somebody in her place.
Yeah.
But it's some kind of wacko person, right?
Newsom makes the call.
Yeah.
Is that his name? Newsom? Governor?
Yeah.
He TV preacher?
Yeah.
Governor from...
Slash car salesman. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's the way it is for... Yeah, the governor appoints it, or the state, or I don't know. Maybe each state is different.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. There's some states that are different than that. But
interesting. Well, here's hoping that the good conspiracy theory takes place. I'm real interested in that 2000 federal marshal.
That's
thing.
Weird. That's weird.
Because you really don't need to be a federal marshal
no.
to man the fence.
They've got federal marshals that can all they have to do is detain people until they, and that's.
Well, what does that do for them if they're a federal marshal? That just means they can arrest them.
I guess. They can enforce federal law, I guess, is right? That just seems weird.
It does.
I've never heard of that before.
You saw that on the Epic Times?
Yeah, it came off in the Epic Times.
All right, I'll check that out later.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Speaking of the Epic Times and OAN and OANN and Newsmax and now Right Side Broadcasting Network, have you heard what they're trying to do now with them?
Oh, gosh, I can only imagine.
They're on cable, so they're on AT&T and Verizon. All the cable companies carry them,
yeah.
Depending on what package you get. They're calling for them, and if...
To be censored?
Now, you think about this. This is all controlled by the FCC, so... Once they get control of the FCC...
Well, they're impartial, because they work for the government.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Rick. I don't know what little fancy world you're living in over there. I think you've been hanging out with Nancy too long.
Where's my marijuana?
And you know what? This is the way it is for Nancy. Let me just tell you. This is what's going to happen to her. Especially this Wednesday.
Oh, we're hoping and praying.
Nancy's going to jail.
Yes, she is.
Nancy's going to jail. What difference at this point does it make?
Nancy's going to jail.
We can only have hope. You can have hope in one hand. So...
And a bottle of vodka in the other.
See which one empties out first. Nancy's around. So yeah, what were we talking about? I can't remember.
I don't know. He threw me off with those singers.
They just happened to step into the booth here.
Federal marshals
and yeah. All that stuff. What can they do that normal National Guard troops wouldn't be able to do?
The article didn't say anything about that?
Well, of course, you have to subscribe to them.
It's one of those kind of articles.
I have a
no, but then you're going to say what they're trying to do to the Epic Times and all the...
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, so right. Now they're talking about going after and pressuring the FCC, which they're going to be in charge of. They can put whoever they want to at the top of that organization. You know how they used the IRS there for a while to go against conservative organizations. Mm-hmm. So now they're going to use the FCC to pressure Verizon and AT&T and all those other companies to say that those are right-wing radical groups. They're terrorist groups, and you need to take them off of your cable networks.
Wow.
And of course, the social media will have no problem with that. They can get rid of them real quick, take them off the internet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's their biggest thing. They've exploded on cable.
It's so amazing to me what's going on. I mean, the First Amendment is just
totally being
trashed.
It's gone. And these are the people who said that the press, Trump is attacking the press and they're under attack and they're threatening the press.
Yeah. Why doesn't Lindsey Graham say something about that?
I don't know. He'll squirm in his seat and he'll have a hearing He'll be put on a big
They'll
show.
Be mad.
Of course, he won't be in charge anymore.
No.
So he won't be able to do that anymore.
True.
He'll squirm in his seat and say, I can't do anything anymore because I'm just in the minority, but you have to still vote for me because look at, you need me in the office. You know, it's one of those things where I was part of a union. Well, I still am part of a union because I was in the airlines.
Mm-hmm.
And this one airline I was a part of, okay, boys and girls, it's story time. I'm going to tell a little story. So I was in this union, and we had gotten into the point where the negotiations, we were negotiating for this, we had negotiated for a really pretty good contract, really. Mm. It took us like 5 years. Finally got this new contract.
Mm.
And they were negotiating on it before I even got into the airline. They finally finished it. We actually came down to the 11th hour, almost strike, parked all the airplanes in Chicago. All the pilots were, all the flight crews was in one hotel in Chicago, which is ridiculous. We came down with an agreement the next day and went back to business. And, oh, look here. We got this. And all of a sudden, they didn't want to close the doors like they threatened to.
Mm-hmm.
So we get back out there, and we had this great, great contract, one of the best contracts in the regional business. It was a regional airline. So we get out there. A year and a half later, United declares bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. Now, our company wasn't declaring bankruptcy. So we... we decided we had to take concessions because we had to renegotiate our contract. Hmm. The company had to renegotiate their contract with the big carrier. So we have to do this. Now, they came to us and said, basically, within 2 weeks, we have to take concessions. And this is the deal they're going to give us. And there's no options. If we don't take it, we all lose our jobs.
Hmm.
So the union pushes it on us. And we say, I was saying, no, let's not do it. Of course, they kind of blackballed me for saying that because, oh, we're all going to lose our jobs. We have to take this. They were yelling at us in the meetings. They were having union meetings. And the union representatives were yelling at the people who were saying no.
Hmm.
They're just supposed to represent the company.
Right. Right.
So they were pushing it down our throats. So we ended up voting, and I think it came out like 56% or something to 40% or whatever. And so it passed. We ended up, the vote passed, and we ended up taking the concessions. About a year later, we find out that, or it wasn't even a year later, the company was deciding to go with another carrier. And it wouldn't have mattered whether we took concessions or not. And so the company ended up walking away with a bunch of money because there was a bunch of money going escrow. So all this happened. Well, then the union decided to sue the company because they negotiated in bad faith. Well, guess what? I wanted to sue the union. I said, the pilot group needs to sue the union because they're the ones that pushed us down our throats and they didn't give us, let us have no. So, but then we wanted to get rid of, I was going to run for MEC chairman.
Why didn't you?
Well, guess what they did to me? You're not in good standing with the union now. They told me I wasn't in good standing with the union because of what I'd said. So I couldn't be an officer.
Were you a racist back
then?
So
I did. I was racist.
Yeah.
And so I was wearing my hood all the time. So what they did, I said, well, they wanted me, a bunch of guys wanted me to run for LEC, which is the local chairman. And so I said, well, I'm not going to run, but if you guys want to write my name in, you can. I won. Write-in votes. I won.
Sweet.
But.
The butt monkey.
Then the guy who lost said he can't be the chairman because he's not in good standing with the union.
I thought you were going to say it was a fraudulent election.
It was a fraudulent election. The Dominion machines. They used Dominion machines. No, so it was a crazy. The background, the whole story, I went all that way to tell you this. What ended up happening was the union heads said, well, we need the union reps in there that we've had that have all this experience because right now it's a really tough time when all this negotiation has to happen and we need this experience in there. Well, right. I heard a quote recently, and it goes right down the same line, but somebody famous said something similar to this. But basically, my statement was, where has your experience gotten us?
Yeah, true. Very true.
You're the reason we're in this mess. So why should we keep... How much worse can it get? And that's really... And they were like,
I'm a good friend with Joe Biden. I'm sure I'll be fine. Actually, it was the turtle. It was there.
So my point is... All this experience that Lindsey Graham supposedly has, and all these bureaucrats that think that they have to be there because they're so important because they're expert legislatures.
Well, that was, go ahead.
So it's like, and where has that gotten us?
Yeah, well, that was the excellent question that Trump asked Joe in one of his few lucid moments in the debate. Joe, you've been around for 47 years, and what have you done so far?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of like, aren't we where we're at because of what you haven't done or done? That's the amazing thing to me is Trump is in office, has literally everybody against him.
Yeah, and was still able to get stuff
done. And still got more done than just gobs of people in the last...
Not a joke!
That's right.
Yeah.
It's true.
So it's just amazing. And but I guess we can find comfort in that 90 million people voted for him. So
he is the most famous president.
Yeah.
The most, you know, the most beloved, the most voted for president ever in the history of time.
Yeah, right.
And they have to have 27,000 troops there with Marines
that's to guard the other thing. What? If, what are they worried about? If I mean, you know, all these people turned out in droves to... Oh, wait. The only thing that turned out was truckloads of ballots.
Yeah.
They
were able to get that done.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Joe made the statement. We've got part of his speech that he's planning. He's going to say...
is he
going to
say it from his basement?
He's going to say it from his basement, but this is kind of his... this is what he ran on, too, so this is an important thing.
I laid an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure.
So whatever that is, we're going to have a lot of it.
It's whatever you want it to be.
It's whatever you... Fill in the blank.
That's right.
I'm going to paint true international pressure on the side of my car. I'm going to be the official true international pressure officer. I'm from the office of the true international pressure.
You can be the czar.
I'm the true international pressure czar. It all runs together anyway.
How many czars did B.O. have?
Oh, everything was a czar with him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember.
That gave me gas.
Well, that begs the question, what doesn't give you gas?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, Eric's here.
Eric's here. Oh, there. Yeah. Well, you know what they say.
Some people did something.
That's right. You'd rather do a Swalwell than a Nadler, though.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, Nadler was quiet, at least.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say about the quiet ones. That's right.
Yeah, we're a couple 12-year-olds here on the radio, and they've got this show going on, this podcast thing.
We just got to find things to laugh at.
Yeah, otherwise we're just going to be mad.
Yeah,
matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pretty much, so I guess, it'll be interesting to see what happens on Wednesday. On a little more serious note, there's the whole thing where was that scripture where Jehu takes over the Baal? Yehu. Yeah, Jehu.
Second Kings 10 something or other.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Maybe we could talk about that tomorrow or something, because that's interesting. Or you want to talk about it now?
No, it's up to you.
He's looking it up. Sure. Oh, we can talk about it now. We got plenty of time. We got hours. We got all night.
Yeah. No, I was just seeing if I got the scripture reference right.
Yeah, it's interesting, kind of, if you get a chance to, if Rabbi Rick over there, which I thought he had the Bible memorized.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
I'm sorry.
That was the one scripture he didn't know where it fit. Everything else he knows where it goes. But, so
I'm looking up Trudeau National Pressure right now.
In the book of Trudeau National Pressure. So I'm sure that's in the Old Testament, or maybe it's the Apocrypha.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he's saying. Bill, the true National Apocrypha. That's what it is.
Right, there you go.
So, but yeah, he, one of the things that Joe also said that is
kind of... Yeah, 2 Kings 10, that chapter.
2 Kings 10, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get a chance, folks, look that up. Read it, 2 Kings 10.
Well, I'll do a plug for Jonathan Cahn's book, The Oracle, but that's where he
explains
outlines,
it really well.
Yeah. All the parallels between Jehu and what he did to Ahab, Jezebel, and Ben-Hadad. And it's quite interesting. It's very, very how that paralleled what Trump is the Jehu and if Bill and Hillary are Ahab and Jezebel, and Barack Obama's Ben-Hadad. And even there's a guy there for Mike Pence. But anyway, everything that took place was just really kind of crazy in terms of the parallels, not only of the personalities, but also the length of time in office and that type of thing. It just, it was just very eerie in terms of how much.
Yeah, it all
parallel
fits.
Was.
Wow. Yeah.
And then where we find ourselves today is that the last thing Jehu did in Israel was he abolished Baal worship.
Yeah.
And by killing all the prophets or getting rid of all the prophets of Baal. And so there's some theory that, you know, maybe that's where, if Trump's Jehu, is that what's going on now? He gets rid of the people that led Israel astray, and that's kind of what, wondering if that's what is happening now.
Yeah, if we're seeing that play out again, which is very, you know, the whole Hebrew mindset is that things are cyclic. They repeat again. So you see things in each generation kind of has their...
And that's what kind of makes this time that we find ourselves in right now interesting, in the sense that not only are there just really weird things happening like we were talking about, you know, 30 minutes ago, but there's also a lot of prophetic voices in the church that are saying that, you know, things like something like this is going to happen also, you know. And, you know, you take those things with a grain of salt, and, you know, because sometimes they... something doesn't happen, well, then the fallback is, well, it's something's happening in the spiritual world or something. And I'm not saying that that's not the case. But this time they're saying this is what's going to happen, you know. So it's kind of interesting, you know, and I don't know. Again, you know, we all hope and pray that we don't want any kind of violence or any kind of anything bad to happen. If something like that would take place, you know, we want healing in our country. But at the same time, if that doesn't happen, we still have to kind of be in the mindset, okay, how do we thrive in, how does God want us to thrive in this, in this season also of where our country's going.
Yeah.
And, so you kind of pray for a miracle, but plan like it's not going to happen.
Yep. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Speaking of conspiracy stuff.
we had too much serious stuff there. We gotta
go on from there. Did you see the pictures, the original pictures that came out initially of the reporter that apparently snapped a snapshot of Mike Lindell coming out of the White House? Coming out of the White House.
I did.
When I first saw that, you know, I saw the original, like the picture from a standoff position of him having had a coffee in one hand and had this little notebook in the other hand.
Yeah.
And then they showed a zoomed in version
of the
of the thing. And they had all this stuff about on there about all these different notes he had about basically it was the whole thing of putting Sidney Powell in and doing all this. I had a hard time believing, you know, I've seen stuff where like Trump is holding up a blank where they he held up a like a bill or something, you know, and people put in their own words.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that's what they've done with that picture. When I first saw it, I'm like, oh, that's not real. They're just coming up. This is crazy stuff they're coming up with.
Yeah.
No. Have you seen the interview that Right Side Broadcasting did with
Mike Lindell?
With Lindell?
No, I've tried. There's so many things that are getting taken down.
Yeah,
and that was one thing.
It got taken down
really
fast.
One thing that I was looking for, and
I screen recorded it.
Ooh.
So I have it. And I may play it tomorrow morning.
I was a little disappointed you didn't screen record that, Chuck. Or
I do have it. I recorded it on here. I didn't realize I recorded it. I thought I had it on my phone.
Sweet.
I actually recorded it on here, so I do have the Jerome Corsi. But so
make sure you wipe your computer when it all goes down, because it'll be coming after you.
You mean like with a towel or something? Like with a cloth?
Bleach bit.
With bleach bit and a hammer?
So anyway, back to Mike Lindell.
So he's coming out. He does this. He explained everything that happened that day. Everything. When he went into to have the meeting with with the president and what happened from there on. He had 5 minutes to speak with President Trump. He explained what happened. He flew in specifically for that meeting. And he basically had a very short period of time with him. He had all this stuff laid out. Now, he claims He has the actual coordinates of where the votes were transferred to, how China was involved, the whole thing with Italy. He said that affidavit. He said he has personally done, he hasn't just looked at the stuff on the internet. Mm-hmm. He has perfectly, he's spent his own money personally to investigate all the stuff that's happened in Italy, stuff that's going on in Norway, China, and even in Britain.
Wow.
And he's basically saying it's all real. So this stuff is all real. He says it's all happening in real time. You know, we're, he said it, all this stuff was connected. He has the actual data of the coordinates of the whole thing of where the data was transferred to, how it was taken out of the country. What?
Yes, but is it enough to overturn the election?
Well, it's only three votes. They only changed three votes. They spent $20 billion.
Are you sure they didn't just recount it and came up with the same thing again?
Well, there's a funny story.
Side note. Sorry.
They recounted with those machines five times.
Yeah, and didn't get the answer.
Different answer every time.
Shocker.
Let's just use the original count.
Yeah, that's right.
So they had he's got all this stuff documented, and he has actually in his notes there he had it all figured out, he had it all planned out as to how they could basically do the Insurrection Act, get rid of everybody, and put everybody in that needed to be put in, like who would be, you know, in what office and who could be trusted. And
so his point in going to talk to Trump was to lay that out
to lay out all the evidence that they had
But you don't think Trump already knew some of that stuff?
Trump probably did know it. And I think he knew some of it. See, here again, the president is surrounded by a group of people who are feeding him information, and you have to be able to trust those people.
He needs to hire us.
He does.
You know,
really,
what?
We should just go in there and clean house.
Doggone it!
Here come the bearded ones. They're coming in. Prepare for the bearded ones. They're coming through the door.
Why is that one holding a bat?
Yeah, it's got Nancy's name on it for some reason. It's a little slugger. What he does is he basically has only five minutes because everything the president does is scheduled down to the minute. So, and of course, the media would give you the impression that he's just sitting in an office right now doing nothing because he can't Twitter, he can't tweet, he can't do anything. So he's just sitting around twiddling his thumbs right now. Of course, he's busier than all get out.
Right
now. So he sends Mike Lindell. He says, "Go talk to the lawyers about it." He explains to him how to get down to, you know, tell them I sent you, tell them they need to listen to this, and we need to get this straightened up right away. This kind of comes back to the whole meeting that Sidney Powell had with him, Flynn.
Oh, Flynn, yeah, Mike, yeah.
And that whole thing that happened that day was basically everybody around Trump was dismissing everything that they were saying.
Right.
They got as soon as they talked to Mr.
Which
President.
Which blows my mind.
Yeah, they just basically dismissed him. So that's what happened to Lindell. He got down there. He sat for. They said, "Well, it's going to be a couple hours before you can get in and talk to the lawyers." He said, "I'll wait. I'll be right here." About 10 minutes later, they said, "Okay, you can talk to him now." So he goes in to talk to him. They kind of listened to him, but like he said, they were like looking at everything else and not even like kind of ignoring him as he was telling them all this stuff, and pretty much dismissed him and shoot him out the door and wouldn't let him talk to anybody else again. So he couldn't get back to the president again. He was done. That's when he was walking out. That moment.
Trump keeping these people around him?
Well, you have to wonder. Either these people are part of the coup that is going on. Either that's part of it, or they don't want this to get. By accepting it, and you know, if Lindell would have walked out of there and said, "Yeah, the president's on board with this, we're going to do this," I mean, they would have had to scoop Lindell up at that moment and say, "This is, we are going to do this, and you're not going to talk to anybody."
Right.
So, it's like somebody coming to you and saying, "I've gone to somebody I was in a business one time. I had an idea, and I went to him. I said, "Hey, you guys should be doing this." And they're looking at me like, "Yeah, we should be doing that." They were already doing that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But they didn't want to tell me, you know, that, because it was kind of they didn't want their competitor to find out.
Yeah.
They didn't know who I was really that well. So it was, I know that can happen. So maybe they were thinking, we've already got this in place. And if we tell this guy what's going on, it's.
Yeah, right.
So you have to wonder if they already knew it and that was part of but why would Trump send him on? Why wouldn't Trump just say, "Okay, let me take this stuff for me and I'll work it out for you"? But it's, I don't know. It's a weird.
It is.
I don't trust anybody around Trump right now, really.
It doesn't.
There's very few people. Mike Pompeo, I do, but it's like very few people.
Yeah, you don't really get a real warm fuzzy about... No. Okay, President Trump, if you're hearing this...
Yes, I'm sure he listens to this. He's a subscriber.
We will work for a lot less than a lot of the people that you're paying right now.
You're not kidding there. Not for free, but we will work for a lot less.
You need somebody to straighten some other folks out.
Yeah.
We're both ready.
This is the muscle. This is the muscle you've been looking for right here. I know you got the whole Marines and all those guys. Those guys are all out there. Yeah, sure. But we're the guys that can straighten it up for you. Yeah. Yeah. That's why he's not calling. Right now, he's getting a good laugh out of that.
Yeah, right. Well, it's fun to think about
it
anyway.
It's fun to think about it. And I'm sure the guys with the black coats are going to be showing up here.
That's right. So Lindell puts his video out then, and how's he end it? How's he close it up?
He says, he still believes 100% that the president's going to be president for the next 4 years.
So Jerome Corsi was saying too.
Yeah. When was that video of Corsi done?
It had to be recently because he talked about impeachment.
Is that the first impeachment?
No, I don't think so.
Because there was one...
Because it was that first impeachment happened before the election. This was... He was talking about impeachment and the election, if I remember right.
Okay. Because at one point he said something about 3 years ago when the Army approached him.
That was when Obama was in office. Because they were going to...
Right. He was... Okay, yeah. I remember now. Yeah. Because he was talking about before when Obama was in office and he was before that.
Yeah.
And that was the conversation they had at that time. Yeah. Right. So if he ran. So, yeah, that had to have been. Yeah, that would have had to have been more time than that. So this had to have been recent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of weird things like that.
I think I will. Tomorrow morning in the show, I think I'll play part of that Corsi thing maybe and talk about that a little bit just to kind of fill in the gap there. But and possibly a little bit of the Lindell thing. I talked about that a little bit too. But.
Yeah, it's you know, when you have people like that, and you get little bits and pieces of, you know, out there on the internet, you have to wonder, well, why are they putting it out there? And then it gets taken down.
Right, right.
You know, that makes you wonder even more.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just totally bizarre time that we're in.
It really is.
And
yeah, the censorship thing is really.
That's something that we haven't talked about yet today, because even if this whole, you know, they build the wall around DC to keep all the rats in, what about the media?
What about the media? They've got to have a plan there. And they know that. I mean, the CIA know.
And Sidney Powell's already got RICO charges against, I think, I don't know who, but I know a lot of them.
Yeah.
But, and you know what? And it can't be that hard. I mean, look what they've done.
Yeah.
And now they're censoring people, you know, and kicking them off platforms. And
it was Brian Stelter was the one that was pushing for Newsmax and OAN to be knocked off. Oh,
they're totally unhinged.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and some of the, I've heard, I think it was AOC. She was talking about how they need funding to deprogram the white supremacists.
Yeah.
How about deprogram the Antifa?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh?
How about that?
Well, that's Antifa's just an idea.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Antifa's just it's just a thought pattern. It's just an idea. You can't.
If this doesn't happen,
Antifa.
We have next 4 years of this.
Yeah,
and probably forever.
I don't know if anybody has ever looked up the definition of the word fascist, but they are literally epitomizing what it is.
Again, that's just the left's use of the language.
The language and
they,
the media and
they
the,
twist
the,
it
the narrative.
180 degrees.
Yeah, they repeat the lie over and over and over and over. And then everybody's... And
they make you the fascist when they're the fascist.
Yeah, exactly. They project everything.
Yeah.
And it is... I keep wanting to say it's scary. I'm not scared about it, but I know some people are. Because
you're not worried about being in the gulag?
I'm not worried about being in the gulag, because I know you'll hit me in the head with a hammer. But I guess, you know, whatever happens with me. I'm not, fear is not something that
it
strikes me too much. Unless it has to do with losing my sweet tea. That's a scary thought.
That's a true statement. Wow. You should see him drink sweet tea.
I have that just made my veins run cold thinking about that. That happened to me one time in Nashville. I had a sweet tea. These guys tried to rob me. I lost my sweet tea. It's the worst part of my night.
Yeah.
The guns pointed at me didn't bother me at all. It was, I was mad because I lost that sweet tea. I wanted
You used to watch Duck Dynasty, right?
Yeah,
Uncle Si. Yeah, he always had the glass of sweet tea.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he understands.
Yeah,
that's like when you go to a restaurant, and you say, "Do you have sweet tea?" "No, but we have regular brewed tea, and we can add sugar to it." I'm like, I just give them that look, and they're like, I know it's not the same. I'm sure they've heard it before. I'm like, you know better than that.
That's right.
So I ordered a sweet tea once at a place that normally has sweet tea.
Right.
And she brought me tea and it wasn't sweet. And I said, you know, this isn't sweet tea. She goes, oh, sorry. So she comes back with sweet tea.
And?
It was tea that they'd added sugar to.
Oh.
Apparently they had run out of sweet tea.
Oh.
She just put sugar in it. She didn't think I'd notice the difference.
Oh.
She came back. And I said, you know what? Why don't you bring me a Coke?
Yeah.
I said, this tea, I said, adding, so I just told her.
This tea is beneath me. Take it from my presence.
This is, this.
Don't ever bring this to me again.
Depart from me. Off with your head. So she, I am the king of sweet tea. So I didn't even ask her if she had done that. I just basically said, you can't put sugar in non-sweet tea.
Right.
And make it. I said, this is not the same. I said, then I'm not drinking it. So she's like, oh, okay. She was kind of mad at me. I'm like, I should be the one that's mad here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The nerve.
The nerve with her. So I gave her a big tip anyway because I didn't want to. You
know. How did we get off on sweet tea? What were we talking about?
Because we were talking about the whole thing of being afraid, being scared.
Ah, yeah, right.
And I think that... you know, the whole thing, all the stuff that's going on with the censorship and how some people are kind of spooked out by that.
Mm.
And the control right now, when you stop and think about it, people are evaluating that right now. They're like, okay, so a lot of my money is digitized. A lot of my life is online. All my pictures are in the cloud.
Oh,
all my stuff's going on. And now we're finding out this isn't, apparently I don't have free speech. Because I'm dealing with what they're calling a private individual that can shut me down and make me disappear.
Well, I mean, think about it. There are all these banks that have come out and said that they're never going to work with Trump again.
Yeah.
I mean,
how is that not against SEC rules?
Yeah. I mean, if you're labeled a white supremacist, if they keep going the way they're going, it's not unfathomable to think that they're going to. Oh, if you're labeled a terrorist, you're a white supremacist, or you voted for Trump, you can't get a loan out of a bank anymore.
Right, right. Well, you know, when they do label you as like the Antifa group, they label them as a terrorist organization.
Mm-hmm.
That changes everything.
Yeah.
In terms of your legal rights.
Right.
Change when you are a terrorist.
Right.
So if they declare us everybody, you know, and yeah, so if they declare you as a terrorist now because of your association with something or because somebody else did something, you know, and this begs the question. I know I've kind of joked about this, but it's going this way.
Mm-hmm.
Is okay if I can't communicate over Facebook and share my views and have that be, at what point do they start censoring my phone calls?
Right.
If I'm talking to you over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And this podcast is in danger. I'm sure at some point they're going to reach into stuff like this.
Yeah.
So at what point, you know, is making a phone call talking about, hey, I think the election was bogus, and all of a sudden, click, can't, no more of that. We're shutting you off because you've committed the crime of questioning the election.
I've got a plan.
Oh boy, here we go. Everybody, get your pencil and paper out.
So we both have beards.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Here we go.
Let's just get some towels, wrap them around our heads. And we'll say that we're being,
I am being persecuted.
That's right.
Is that racist to do that? Is imitating a dialect, is that racist now?
Yeah, you're racist. I can't work here anymore.
Yeah. Well, I have a towel around my head. I can't be racist. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the ideas, man. Stick with me.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
I can't, okay. Well, Yeah, let's do that. Let's yeah. So tomorrow, for tomorrow's show, we're going to be wearing towels around our head. which will keep me from being able to fry eggs on my forehead.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's funny. Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Yeah.
And the longer that the people that are elected to office don't stop or don't step in and say things
right
against all this.
Yeah.
It's, you're doing it by omission.
Yeah.
You're letting them do it by omission.
Silence in the face of evil is evil itself.
Yes.
And that is really where we are. And it's, unfortunately, Josh Hawley and Cruz, they're being excoriated right yeah. now. And they're the ones that are standing up. So
for doing what the Constitution allows them to yeah. do.
And what the Democrats did in 2017.
Can we just say that?
Yeah.
I mean, for Pete's sake, because now they can't do what the Constitution allows them to do
Because they did that, that's what caused the riot.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're a part of the
riot that the didn't do anything.
Deadly attack on our nation's capital.
The riot that didn't do anything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, because, you know, somebody died, and it's the...
Which is tragic.
It is.
No way, shape, or form. I mean, it's always this.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
it was an unarmed woman on the side of the rioters.
Right.
The quote, and I say rioters with that term lightly, but it's loosely, I said. But the issue of the one officer dying
right.
was there. Now it's, I would like to see the autopsy on that, because now they're saying it was natural causes. He already had a condition that may have predisposed him why he collapsed when he got back to the precinct, because he didn't die on the scene.
Right. We were talking about that.
They're not even sure he had an injury from a head injury. Then you've got the guy who committed suicide.
Yeah.
And then you have the other protesters who got shot by...
He didn't get a visit from Hillary.
Well, she was around. She was probably around.
She swooped in.
She swooped in there and she said...
What difference at this point does
That's what
it
she
make?
Was last heard saying when she rode off on her broom. So she... But yeah, so you have the people who were shot by beanbags that also, that from what I understand, one of the persons who died got shot by a beanbag thing. Mm. And you have the breathing issues that some of them had that choked on
right.
stuff. So there were medical emergencies, but you know, who knows what caused those.
Yeah.
it's real questionable. When they call it a deadly attack and they keep making it sound, the violent deadly attack, it makes it sound like people at, that were, this isn't like what happened at the ball field when Scalise got, what was his name?
I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, he got shot by that Bernie supporter.
Yeah.
Stuff like that is just,
I know.
It's infuriating.
Yeah, it's infuriating because it's not applied equally.
No, it's not accurate. It's not applied. It's
not accurate by any stretch of the imagination. And the same logic is not applied to both sides of the coin.
Right. And at this point, I think I said this morning.
Which we all have been seeing that for the last,
blatantly.
Yeah, blatantly in the last 4 years, but even before that,
And I've come to the determination that we cannot expect the left, just by calling them out on the hypocrisy and the double standards,
mm-hmm.
we cannot expect the left to be fazed by that, because they don't care.
Right.
That's not a part of their value system.
But if they take away our ability to communicate anything.
Right.
And
their only
it's
thing
really scary.
Is the end justifies the means. That's the only principle they have.
Absolutely.
So if we try to call them out on anything else, it's worthless. They are running us down this road of we don't have a choice. You're backing us into a corner and we mm-hmm. have nothing left to do but fight.
Right.
And it's going to be right now we're in a cold war, really, mm-hmm. is what it amounts to. And so it's going to be very interesting if they mm-hmm. continue to push down this road.
Yep.
So, I mean, just by saying that we need to be deprogrammed.
It seems unfathomable that they would even say something like that.
So quickly things have gone.
What happened to my right to think the way I want to think?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, are we in America anymore?
No.
It doesn't seem that way.
Not the America we knew.
No.
You know, I played a little bit of... Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech this morning,
mm-hmm.
and just listening to him speak like that about judging people not on the color based on the color of their skin, but the content of their character,
mm-hmm.
it made me cry. I was like, I, this is we've come so far from that point. And the progression, the left has hijacked. They don't even talk about him anymore because he was so.
Well, they don't. If they did, they don't represent what he said.
Not at all.
Yeah.
They've completely hijacked.
Right. They used him to bolster what they want to say.
Yeah. Kind of an in name only thing. They don't ever play any of his speeches or anything anymore because of what he was saying. He was basically pretty much a conservative, you know, I would say libertarian, more of a Republican.
Nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, was he even a Democrat?
I don't know for sure.
I should look into that. I'm not positive that he was.
Yeah. But,
The Democrat Party was after him.
Yeah.
I mean, the Attorney General, it was Kennedy's brother that was doing the surveillance on him.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole race thing. I heard a caller into Rush today about it's the Democrats that are keep promoting the race card because they don't drop it.
No.
You know, I mean, my whole life, I can't even count on one hand, you know, less than that number of people that I've really even been like a racist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't live in a closet, you know, so I know a lot of people and it's just, to me, I don't see the America that they think exists when it comes to race.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Well, and we had we had 8 years with a president that was half black.
Right. Well, not only that, but here's the thing.
And he didn't do anything.
They used the term racist to be what they want it to
be now.
Exactly. So they've changed that.
Yeah.
You know.
If you don't agree that...
Yeah, now if you disagree with BO, you're a racist.
You're a racist, yeah.
Well, what happened to disagreeing about ideas?
Yeah.
Or values?
Yeah. They don't see ideas as being... It's all about the color of your skin.
So yeah.
It's all about identity politics, and that's the dangerous part of it.
Yep.
So, and now it's all, you know, there's more things to separate people into, groups because of all the other gender issues and all the other... Now there's economic issues.
Yeah, all this talk about uniting and they have no interest in uniting anybody in America.
They're all about division.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
So.
Yeah. So.
On that happy note.
Yeah. Hey, what a great day. We'll see about this week. I don't know. We'll see what happens this week, I guess. It's interesting. You know, it's news coming out every minute. Probably since we've been doing this show this afternoon, there's probably... who knows? The Capitol could have been burned to the ground.
The other thing that we didn't talk about that is always the possibility that could happen, you know, when the National Guard takes over the D.C., there's something in that vaccine that everybody's gotten so far, it's going to click over and turn everybody into zombies.
That could happen.
So we'll probably be dealing with the ZA at the same
ZA
time.
ZA is going to happen. Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. I bet that virus was manufactured. I bet that
I'm convinced
that the vaccine was manufactured in China. Xi Jinping is over there with a little switch. He's just
with
waiting.
Fong
it's like,
Fong?
Okay, I got it. Yeah, with Fong Fong. Okay, I've got to flip this switch as soon as we get just a certain
that's
number.
Right.
Okay, there's Zombieville.
Let me call Eric. I'll tell him that's on the way.
Talk to Eric. I don't have his thing pulled up here. What happened to that? I got to get better with these buttons.
There you go.
Excuse me. So, yes. I guess, that's all we got for the day. Probably should save some things for tomorrow.
I suppose. Because
I know nothing's going to happen between now and then.
Right.
I'm sure no politicians are making... Well, they're also accusing... Just so I can get this off my chest. They're accusing some of the Republican... senators now and congressmen of giving tours to the people the day before.
Oh, well, of course. We got to figure out.
Because they were casing the joint. And they were giving them access and showing them around because they were part of this. That's something they do all the time.
Yeah.
So how did they know this was going to happen? This is like saying...
they were in on it.
Yeah, of course they were.
Yeah.
Just like the flight instructors that taught the guys how to fly the planes.
Yeah.
That crashed into... They were part of it too, I'm sure.
Jeez.
But because they had no idea. It's like you're just doing your thing. There's people there. There's people there for the... You know, it was whatever.
I know.
Was the guy wearing horns? And did he have... You know, it's like, did he have a... And those guys weren't even armed. It's like, yeah. What's, it's just amazing to me.
But it is.
Yeah. So.
Interesting times.
Oh, it's very interesting. It's quite interesting. we're living it out. These are the days that the prophets long to see.
Amen to that, brother.
Hopefully we'll have an outpouring of some kind of revival, maybe, in the midst of all this stuff.
That would be really cool.
Because that's supposed to happen, isn't it? I think it's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
In the last days. Yeah. Okay, then. Everybody just put your hands in the air and go, wee! So tomorrow morning I'll be doing the show again. I'm going to try to figure out this live streaming this thing somehow. I've got to do that somehow. He's looking at his microphone like he's fascinated by how it works.
I'm an engineer.
Well,
I get fascinated by
that. Gives us all hope.
Yes.
Heard them. True national depression. All right, we're going to go. We'll be back here tomorrow morning. And Rick will be back here tomorrow.
Hey.
So, hey, Rabbi Rick. Good night, everybody.